Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, this is Walter speaking. I'm with the Opinion Research. Good afternoon. Ma'am, we're conducting what is an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
I might be able to help you. I'm going to be leaving very soon, but I might be able to help you.
Okay, perfect. I'll try to be as quick as I can. And now, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, generally, do you think things are in Hector County are going, which is in the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
I think with every city and government agencies and things, you can have some corruption. I would like to think that most people truly mean the best and are doing the best that they can, but I do think that that's always a factor. I think our school district is losing amazing teachers because
so we have education issues. The next question was, what is the most important issue facing Hector County? One of the options is education issues. Then I have, which is poor economic, poor leadership by elected officials, managing, which is roads for all development, poverty, crime and drug, high cost of living, health care, high taxes and government spending. There's the fine, which is economic base, attracting jobs other than oil-related industry, air pollution, develop downtown Odessa, quality of life in general, moral issues, traffic roads, race relations, lack of cultural entertainment opportunities, immigration, and others, right? But these both things that I just mentioned, which one do you think will be the most important issue facing Hector County?
To me, the school district and behavior management with the students to make sure that everyone is safe and that we're not losing a bunch of teachers. And I feel like sometimes taxpayers are paying money and it's not being used properly, or there's not transparency about how it's being used.
And so far for you, or how will you rate economic conditions in Hector County in that particular case? Will it be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
In my little bubble of it, I would say good.
Excellent.
But I know there are a lot of pockets that would definitely say poor.
I understand. But 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I think it'll all depend on the oil field, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because I know that ebbs and flows.
All right. Now, how concerned are you about the security and the future of your own job or the jobs of any of the close family members in Hector County? Is something you would be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned or not at all concerned, or you're not quite sure about it?
Not too concerned. I feel like if you want to work, there are a lot of services that you can provide, and I think I don't see our population going down, so
okay.
I think there's always something you can make do for a living.
Fantastic. Now I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute, which is the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. I'll start, which is with the availability of quality health care. Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's good, fair? It's poor? Or you're undecided on this one?
I would say we have pretty good health care.
Okay.
I think we have some amazing doctors that have been brought to the community.
Awesome. And what about effective leadership from elected officials? Leadership from
that,
the elected?
Oh, leadership. I'm kind of undecided about that. I'm not
undecided.
As educated as I should be. Mm-hmm.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
I'm a teacher at a private school. I'm sure I could get a teaching job very easily. I just don't know that it would be good for my mental and physical health with the way things are right now.
Great. What do you think about natural beauty and physical setting when it comes to, you know, in Hector County? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's excellent? Do you think it's fair or support?
I would say fair. It's hard in our desert climate to have, you know, real pretty landscaping and things. So I definitely think we need to do transportation. I've never. I'm always just kind of like the easy rider, so I see very few people utilizing it. So I really would say fair.
Fair. What about quality of the public schools? We were talking about that a moment ago, but what do you think about the quality of the public schools? Do you think it's pretty good in entertaining? Do you think it's excellent for fair?
I think it's poor. I think it's poor, but I think we have amazing kids and amazing teachers and administrators, but I think the behavior management is lacking, and I think it leads to an unsafe environment.
You think it's fair?
I would say poor.
Poor? Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the availability of affordable housing?
That I'm not familiar with.
Okay.
Luckily, I haven't had that issue in my circle of family.
Right. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I would say fair to good. I'm kind of a homebody, so I'm not really going to be in the know about that.
No worries. But what about welcoming and inviting, which is to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Well, I know we're in the Bible Belt, so it kind of depends on what pocket you're going to socialize with.
You think it's good?
Fair. I would hope so. I would hope it would be good.
Good.
I would hope.
Okay. And shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
That I'm not familiar with.
Not familiar with? Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
I would say fair. I remember taking my family to a park here, and it was park hours, but the restroom facilities were not even open, and I think we could do better.
Much better, okay. What about public safety and low crime? Do you think it's good? Is fair, poor?
I think we have amazing police officers. I think that they are
excellent.
A little overwhelmed. I would say good. I think they're a little overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, okay. With that being said, what do you think about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
I think that's good. I think the public schools, we need to be careful about cutting out fine arts too much for testing. I think the fine arts are important.
Very important. What about being able to get from place to place with letter traffic?
Traffic is horrible. I would like to see us have some kind of freeway from one side of town to the other just to cut down on congestion of people that are going all the way across town.
Okay. Now, with that being said, now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following type of people, which is important, too. People like yourself, we'll start with that. People like you, is it good? Is it excellent? Is it fair? Is it poor? How do you feel?
It's excellent for me because this is my hometown and where my family is. I don't see me relocating for this area if I was from somewhere else. But for my pocket, it's good.
Now, what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? Do you think it's a good place, an excellent place, or it's a fair place? What do you think about?
I think if you're going in the oil field, it's going to be great. I think if you want to be a teacher in public school, it would not be good. I think we're getting more private school options.
So you think it's fair, poor? How will you
I would say fair to good.
Fair to good. Okay. Now, what do you think about immigrants from other countries?
That I'm not as familiar with.
Okay.
I'm just not as familiar with that area.
Of course. What do you think about racial and ethnic, which is minorities? Do you think it's a good place? It's a fair place?
I would certainly hope so.
It's a good place. Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Do you think it's a good place? It's a fair place? It's excellent, poor, or undecided?
I think it's good as long as we don't have so many regulations and stuff that they can't get, that they start off with cash flow problems right off the bat.
What about for retired people? Do you think it's a good place?
I think we could use more quality home care for seniors.
So you would think it was a poor place, or it's fair to you?
Right, I would say fair.
Okay. What about people living below the poverty line?
I think that if you're single or you have anything that keeps you from working full-time above minimum wage, you're set up to fail. I would say poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's everything's so expensive that nobody's income is going up.
Even for single people, young single people? What do you think for young single people?
I think if you're young and single, you're probably going to find yourself overstretched. I think you need two really good incomes to even make it.
So you think it's fair for them? What's poor?
I would say poor.
Poor. What about families with children?
Again, I think things are getting so expensive.
Okay.
Even if you work yourself to death at minimum wage, you're still going to fall short of providing for your family.
So in overall quality of life in Hector County, how is it for you? Is it excellent? Is it good? Is it fair? Or is it poor?
For me, it's excellent just because this is my hometown.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
But I could imagine people new to the community or not in a certain position, I could imagine them having a really hard time.
No, in your opinion, and what you're sharing with us is really important. And by the way, we're kind of 60 to 70% complete. We're almost done. But over the next five years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve or will actually stay the same or will be worse? It will be, it will deteriorate.
I think it might stay the same.
Same. Now, when it comes to the economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created, how familiar are you with visions and plans for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar? So what? Not too? Not at all? Or do you actually refuse?
I am not very familiar with that kind of thing.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision and plans and leadership for the economic development in our county? Not too confident? Not at all? We're very confident. So what confident?
I would say somewhat confident.
Okay. What about the community development when it generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work? How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in that county? Are you familiar with that? So what, familiar, not too, not at all?
I would say somewhat familiar, more on the education end of things. Classes are too big, schools are too big. Teachers are quitting. I think that is a big issue.
But do you feel confident when it comes to the vision, plans, and leadership for the community development in Hector County? Very confident, confident, not too confident.
I would say
at all.
Somewhat confident. Somewhat.
But are you likely or immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too, not at all?
I plan to stay here. My daughter is almost 18, and I don't know if we were permitted to stay here or not.
Right. Not likely in that case. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Is that high school, some college, or graduate from college degree?
Bachelor's. My husband and I both have bachelor's degrees from UTPB.
Wow, graduate degree?
Yes, just bachelor's.
Okay.
And my teacher certificate.
Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I would say independent. It depends on the issue.
Right.
I can be liberal on some issues and very conservative on others.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34?
I'm 46.
Okay.
46. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No, she is about to graduate.
And which is the following best describes your race and or ethnicity? Is that, are you white? Are you black and African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Native American.
Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
My husband is in commercial construction, not directly related to the oil field industry, but I'm sure that his business is affected by, you know, the better it's doing, the more they're building kind of thing.
So we can say it's kind of he's in the oil industry.
Right. You could say that.
Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, or over $75,000?
It's about $75,000.
It's about $75,000.
And we still consider ourselves paycheck to paycheck.
Okay.
We've been in our house over 20 years and still haven't never missed a payment, still haven't really made that much of a dent in our mortgage because of all of the extra fees.
Right. Now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time teacher for a nonprofit, a small nonprofit.
Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Female.
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, this concludes our survey. Ma'am, thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much for answering all the questions. I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day, okay? Be safe.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.